on, hands on, for she's mine, all
You may run a long time. 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 Sunday, June 14th, 2015. This is the last episode of Buked and Scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour, to air on Portland's fabulous X-Ray Radio. You're listening either terrestrially in the Portland area on 107.1 or 91.1 or online via xray.fm. I hope you are having a great Sunday already. And also remember to please stay tuned for the Adventures of Encyclopedia Sound when this hour is up. We just heard Great God Almighty Gonna Cut You Down, the Sunlighters of Griffin, Georgia on Esprit, a recent purchase from a store called The Attic in Pittsburgh. And I'm your host, Mike McGonigal, recording the show here in Hazel Park, Michigan. Those who wish to continue listening to Buked and Scorned, after a brief break, the show will continue to air online, WFMU's Give the Drummer Some stream, terrestrially plus streaming live while it airs, which will also be on Sunday at a time to be determined very soon, on a station called CJAM, CJAM here, well actually out of Windsor, Canada, just over the bridge from Southwest Detroit, over Canada Way. You will be able to find it really easily just searching Buked and Scorned. The show will have the same name. Also, I do have a Twitter that I grudgingly use. It's just Mike McGonigal, M-I-K-E-M-C-G-O-N-I-G-A-L. Like I said, it'll be the same format. I'll simply be broadcasting from my new home and directly to my new community here. I have nothing but love for Portland and for X-Ray FM. But I did leave there close to a year ago now. As always, the track listing for today's show, for today's episode of Buked and Scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour, will be online. We'll hear mostly preacher and congregational recordings from the Michigan and Ohio areas today. And we're now going to hear One More River to Cross by Reverend Charles Fair. There's no label on here. After that, we're going to hear Reverend Booker Person and the Eastside Community Choir of Detroit. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy the show.
And the rain descended and the floods came and the wind blew and beat upon that house. And it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon that house. And it fell, and great was the falling of it. Our text, our subject, let us build upon the rock.
Wow.
Let us build on my rock.
Whoa.
I can't say that for you now. This had to be an individual thing. But let us build on my rock. My rock. Jordan River, I'm bound to cross.
Yeah.
I got one more river to cross. Oh, Jordan River, I'm bound to cross.
Make it work. If you happen to meet him while traveling along, would you know him? Oh, would you know him? Do you know him tonight? Just lift your hands and say,
one day, and I will have peace some happy day. But in the meantime, I've got to keep toiling on. I've got to keep on struggling. I know sometime a friend's gonna turn the back on me. So many times I'm gonna be rebuked and scorned. But I'm begging the Lord today I'm begging him to please don't drive me away. I need you right now, Lord. I can't make this journey without you. I'm just a poor pilgrim and a stranger. I'm traveling through this barren land. But I said, please, Lord, don't drive me away. Don't drive me away. Oh, Lord. Don't drive! drive your children away. And truly, I know today, I know I've been born again.
Yeah. was filled with blood. Yeah. I wonder, do you know the man who was on this cross? The architect, the chief cornerstone. Good artist, he's altogether lovely. The astronomer, he's a bright and morning star. To the baker, he's bread in a starving land. To the baker, he's a treasure that cannot be exhausted. To the biologist, he's a light. To the botanist, he's the lily of the valley and the rose of Sharon. To the bride, he's a bridegroom. To the builder, he's a sure foundation. To the partner, he's a way, a door. Teacher, and go all right now. To the engineer, he's a new highway, and go all right now. To the farmer, he is the soil, and give the increase, and go all right now. To the geologist, he's the rock of ages, my, my. To the jeweler, he's a precious stone. Yeah.
take it to the house.
Take it
to the house.
To the house all along.
Oh, take it to the house.
To
take it to the house.
Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he.
Of a dove. question and it runs about our future.
Sure.
We see our economy being shaken on every hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We watch our oil dwindle down.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We watch our scientists come up with no answers.
Yeah.
And shaking and dropping their heads.
All right.
We worry about the destiny of our economy.
Yes, sir.
I say, don't worry about it.
All right, all right.
Whether you be a rich man or a poor man.
Yes.
The most important thing is that you be a saved man.
Yes, all right. Yes, sir.
Yes. Here.
Yes, sir.
There was a rich man.
Take your time, preacher.
By the name of Dives.
Well, yes.
Who dined sumptuously every day.
All right.
He dressed and he drank and he clothed in purple linen.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
There was also a poor man.
Yes.
By the name of Lazarus.
Yes, sir.
Poor was a daily at the gate of the rich man.
Yeah.
All right. Daily, he would beg for crumbs.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
I want you to notice a few things about this story.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then we'll move on.
Take your time, preach.
First of all, this man Lazarus.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Was apparently a representative of a group of poor people.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was a representative of a group of hungry folk.
All right.
He was not there begging on his own. He was not there begging merely for himself.
All right.
But rather he was representing a group of poor folk.
Uh-huh.
Well, Reverend, how do you determine that? First of all, the Bible says that
daily
he was laid at the gate.
Yeah.
Every day someone would bring him to the gate.
Yeah.
Every night somebody would pick him up and carry him back home.
Yeah.
Lazarus was represented. So apparently at the close of the day, he would share whatever he was given.
All right.
With whomever picked him up.
Yeah.
Secondly, I think that Lazarus was representing a group of poor folk and a group of hungry folk because he begged for crumbs.
Yeah.
Well,
get it together,
kind of disturbing as to why Lazarus would beg for merely crumbs.
Yeah.
When crumbs surely would not fill up a group of folk.
Yeah.
And surely they wouldn't fill just poor Lazarus.
All right.
But he begged for crumbs. From the rich man's table.
Yes, sir. Yes.
But later I discovered in the Hebrew text.
Yes.
And in the history. And in the historicity of the rich folk. During the time of Jesus.
Yeah.
After they would dine sumptuously. After they would finish their meal.
Yes, sir.
There would be bowls of water brought in to them. And they would wash their hands in these bowls of water.
Yeah.
Then freshly baked loaves of bread.
All right.
Was brought into them to dry their hands.
Yeah.
And these fresh loaves of bread was called crumbs.
Yeah, all right, preacher.
Yeah. Would lay there at the gate.
Yes, yes.
And beg for crumbs.
Okay.
Are you praying with me?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Come on.
Well, the Bible says that Lazarus died.
Uh-huh.
By the angels he was carried into the bosom of Abraham.
Yeah.
Likewise, the rich man passed.
Uh-huh.
And in hell, he lifted up his eyes.
Yeah.
Now someone might ask the question, why did the rich man go to hell?
Sure. Yeah. All right.
Well, I have you to know that the rich man went to hell. Mm-hmm. Not because of what he did.
Yeah.
But he went to hell because of what he did not do.
All right.
You see, the rich man did not afflict any sores or any pain upon Lazarus.
All right.
But the rich man did overlook his hungry brother.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
he had an abundance.
Yeah.
How sad it is that a lot of folk
yes, sir.
In our world today
yeah.
worry about going to hell because of what they're doing.
Yeah.
All right.
They forget about that you can go to hell because of what you don't do.
Yeah. All right.
You see, I've had some folks brag about the fact that they've never been to jail.
All right.
I marvel and I tell them that's great.
Yes, sir.
But there are some things that won't send you to jail, but will send you straight to heaven.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Separation Day, Reverend Clay Evans and the Ship, off a LP on Jewel Records from the 1970s. This is Buked and Scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour. The hour is almost up. It's the last hour of the program, unfortunately airing on X-Ray FM. There will be a new home, CJAM, as well as WFMU's streaming service. Give the drummer some for the show, and you can search. I'm going to take a brief break and then get it back going. It might be a week, it might be a month, I don't know. And thank you so much for listening. Love X-Ray FM, love Portland, Oregon. We're going to now hear two things. Pentecostal Power in the 20th Century Church, really interesting sermon excerpt by Reverend Earl J. Wright on his own EJW label. Followed by an all-time classic favorite on the specialty label, My Rock by the Swan, Silvertones. And then, of course, please stay tuned for the Adventures of Encyclopedia Sound. Going back a little bit, we heard, like I said, it was just Reverend Clay Evans. Before that, Rich Man, Poor Man, sermon, Reverend Jerome Kirby, no label there. When the Spirit Moves, the Greater Northwest Church of God of Christ of Detroit. And then before that, on the HSE label, the Flint Cavaliers would take it to the house. Before that, Reverend S.L. Jones on Voice of Zion, The Three Crosses at Calvary. And before that, Jesus is Calling, Jerry Thomas and the Gospel Experience, Self-Released. And before that, the Eastside Community Choir of Detroit. We heard Someday and Don't Drive Your Children Away. And then two sermon things before that that I'd already talked about before, Reverend Charles Fair and Reverend Booker Person. Thank you very much for listening to Buked and Scorned.
Him rest in prayer, him rock,
oh, my rock,
satisfied.